4QHV Mobile.
QHV Cat 4J.
Omar, how are you doing this evening?
Man, yeah, it sounds fine to me.
So, when I listen back to the recordings from the repeater, I still feel like I get a little overdriven sound. You're coming in nice.
But I figure it's, for communication, it seems perfectly fine. I mean, I don't know, like trying to broadcast high fidelity FM. I don't know.
I'm going to turn the vehicle on if you can stand by 1 second. QHV Mobile.
I guess it's fine.
Forgetting your Neptune?
Off of my desk for it. Probably put it where I've got the current printer.
Printer LA Goo as well?
It's a Maker Select Pro or something like that, V2. I've had it for a couple years.
A Neptune, I looked at it, looks like to be a pretty solid machine there.
Yeah, I'll put it to work. I need to, I was clearing off some of the spot where I do some of my other electronic stuff. I need to, do up a circuit board for that other thing that I 3D printed out.
Have you seen those desktop circuit board printers?
Not.
Got a PhD and does a lot of, tinkering with electronics and whatnot, and he was looking at buying one. They're pretty slick.
In this case here, like a pick-and-place machine or something?
I'm not 100% sure how it works, but I believe that you design the actual circuit board and trace the location, all that kind of good stuff, and it makes the circuit board. I think you have to have, like, some sort of pre-made sandwiches, you know, and so it's just going to machine out, I guess, the areas that it needs to. I'm not real sure how it works, to be honest with you. Pick and place. It doesn't place the components, it's just making the circuit board.
Quick Google search here.
About how much you'd like to have one. He designs circuit boards for his various projects and he usually has to order them out. He said they're kind of expensive to have a custom one built.
If you do it enough, it's worth it, especially if you're trying to save some time. Otherwise, you know, the old school way of masking off a board and etching it.
Copy that. I think he's looking into making micro stuff anyway, so, you know, sometimes I guess that helps to have, I don't know, custom board. Get this new job, or if I get this new job, I don't think I'll have access to SolidWorks anymore, so I've been thinking about buying a license.
Hey, you gotta get you a license for that. Currently, I used to have access to Inventor. Lost access to that, I don't know, 2 years ago or so. I never did a whole lot of stuff with it anyway, though.
Talking with my current employer and seeing if he'd be willing to sell me the license I've been using, which might be a, you know, value way to get into it.
Yeah, I guess presently I'm just gonna mess around with Fusion 360, but, man.
Bad. I know that some of the guys out at Lifttech are using that software, and they seem to be able to produce quality models with it.
Fan of how everybody wants to go to a subscription model these days. Just trying to keep bringing in the money.
Get onto a subscription model, you buy the license, and then you pay for what they call a maintenance fee, and that gives you access to download whatever versions of the software that you want and tech support.
Thinking tech support. I am the tech support.
You're not a SolidWorks user.
Reason not to pay a hefty subscription.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think if I were to pick up a copy of it, I'd probably not pay the subscription either. It's like $1,400 a month, or $1,400 a year, I believe.
Crazy talk.
Well, when you look at the cost of the license, I think the version I got, if you wanted to get into it, is about $9,000.
Prices on Fusion, but yeah, I don't use it enough to justify it, just throwing $1,400, $1,500, $1,600 into it.
I just think it's pretty handy software to have around when you've got your own 3D printer.
Without a doubt.
So is 360? Does that cost you money?
Is that a free tier. I have to go back and kind of look. One of my systems I had, like, free CAD, one of the, like, open source CAD. It's been quite a while since I messed with that. But obviously it's, like, inferior to, at the time, Inventor. That's what I was messing with. But I kind of need to go around and just kind of see what the current offerings are. I'm familiar with SolidWorks' latest maintenance kind of subscription model, but yeah, I just got to take a look at it.
Yeah, I was about to mention, I know SolidWorks has some sort of kind of like an Inventor license for non-professionals that I think is relatively inexpensive, but they don't include a lot of the tools, modeling tools. I don't know if you do any surface modeling with it. I'm not sure what all Boolean operation transforms you have and things of that nature.
It's like a mesh mixer or something like that set up and going. But like I said, I just kind of caught me by surprise. I realized I didn't have access to it anymore. I was like, well, that kind of sucks. I gotta come up with a solution for that.
Can't get an educational version of SolidWorks. That'd be just fine for designing for 3D print.
Having a model that allows access, you know, for non-commercial or, you know, real small-scale stuff is kind of a good thing, right? Because it gets people familiarized with the tools, it gives people the ability to play with it, especially in cases where you got somebody to ultimately be responsible for making a decision, you know, for a larger-scale purchase, right? Like, it gives that person access to it to play around and see if they like it.
Jack Javar, and you're shopping around for various modeling software that they will give you like a 30-day trial, you know, or something to that effect of full-featured software. So I think that's probably their solution to that.
I don't want to have to contact the sales team for all that just to poke my head in it.
Something that I could feel good about paying for that I use maybe once a month, you know.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I want to design something small, some sort of adapter or something quick, and print that thing out and have it, or maybe make a modification to a file that someone's already put on one of the 3D print archives, you know. A lot of times those models have all kinds of errors in them that are easy to correct, and it's pretty sweet to be able to go through and fix those up before you print them.
You do an educational deal on any of this stuff?
Versions of all of their software, but you have to have a .edu email address, I believe, or there's some sort of stipulation for it.
Powered alone. Am I still making it in a repeater, all right?
It's the same as you did before. I'm driving around a little bit mobile now, so my signal quality may be degraded.
Fine. Yeah, I didn't bother to start the truck here, so yeah, I'm running on low power right this second.
Going under a bridge there for a minute.
Machine here that I'm looking at, I think it's like close to $4,000 on it. I just let my phone restart for an update, but that's the whole terrible one I was looking at. Kind of interesting concept, though. Yeah.
Corny now for me, I think I might be maxing out my reception range for this repeater.
Copy. Yeah, I was still able to copy you just fine on this end.
You can come around that corner there. So, what were you saying was $4,000?
That looked like that's what the price was listed for that Volterra's PCB desktop printer.
I mean, it was high dollar there. That's a little bit out of what I would spend for one, considering I don't even know I have the software to design one or the know-how to design a circuit board.
The kind of thing it, you got to monetize. Invest in that.
Little model you got there, after you get it going, is it going to be some sort of remote control?
Yeah, the little skids there.
Yeah.
So I got the model is a guy that, you know, designed a couple different, like, kind of RC toys, and he released his model there for different construction equipment, dump trucks, and big old rescue crane and whatnot. He sells kits, like if you wanted to give him like $80 or whatever and get the, you know, the electronics and all that other sort of stuff. I'm like, I don't need that. The 3D model is open source that he just provides out, and I'm like, I can build up my own electronics. I can program up my own microcontrollers.
An enclosure for that new printer. Thanks for picking up an enclosure for your new 3D printer.
Give one an enclosure. For what I'm printing, I probably don't need it.
Into printing some chopped carbon or some chopped fiber, nylon impregnated material there, and so I'm going to get a closure at some point for that.
Yeah, I just kind of stick to the typical stuff. That's been usable for what I need thus far. So. Plus, I got to save on desk space. I kind of almost need a second office.
Have a good evening, sir. 73.